Welcome back to another episode of the JNP podcast, where we dive deep into real unfiltered conversations around wellness, growth, and building something meaningful. Today's guest is someone who is not just a leader in the wellness space, but a close friend and someone I deeply respect, Julien Khoury, founder of Breezy DXP. Julien started Breezy just a few years ago with a vision that went far beyond your typical wellness offering. What he's created is something unique, an experience that blends movement, breathwork, and cold exposure into a lifestyle. But more than that, he's built a community, one that's rooted in presence, connection, and shared growth. Breezy has hosted unforgettable events at some of the UAE's most iconic venues, from Aura Skypool to Burj Al Arab, offering elevated breathwork sessions with stunning views, early morning runs, and of course, the cold plunges that people can't stop talking about. In this episode, we'll explore Julien's journey, the science and intention behind everything Breezy does, and how he's managed to stay authentic while growing a brand that's now recognized across the wellness scene in Dubai and beyond. Whether you're new to breathwork, curious about cold exposure, or just want to hear from someone who's building something special, this one's for you. Let's dive in. Julien, my guy.
What's up, my bro?
Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
We've been talking about this for a while.
Yes.
We always have our Sunday breakfast together.
Yes,
we dive deep into different, yeah. So I'm actually happy to have you on the JNP podcast.
Honored to be here. Thank you, man.
So we're going to start off. Tell me a bit about your journey before Breezy.
Yeah.
Then after that, we're going to dive straight into Breezy.
Honestly, before starting with talking about myself and about Breezy, man, I want to, first of all, congratulate you on the show.
My gosh.
And honestly, kudos to you, man. You're one of the most consistent and serious guys I've met in my life, honestly. Like, you're such a hard worker, man, and phenomenal athlete as well. So to put everything together and then start a podcast and nail it as well, like, honestly, I got to say to you, I'm so proud of you, man. I
appreciate you.
And you're going very far with everything you're doing. I can tell you that, man.
My God.
Honestly, because you're nailing the marketing, your social media is becoming on point. And now with the podcast, everything is coming together very nicely. And I see the brand growing. And honestly, I'm so proud of you, bro.
Man. So appreciate you.
For starting with myself, I had to say that, man, honestly.
Thank you, man.
And my journey with Breezy, man, I feel like at some point, as if I was destined to do that. Why? Because I had to level up on all aspects in my life, like mentally, emotionally, physically, level up all my workouts, my challenges, become, you know, like do the stuff that scared me in the past, such as running. We started the run club. And like, I don't think I would have been that serious with all my goals if it wasn't for Breezy, honestly, you know, when you're in the heart of such a community and you feel like you need to level up with everything to represent the brand very well, you know? And this is what I love the most about my whole journey with it, man. It's like, again, as if I was destined to become that person because of that brand. Crazy.
What made you start the brand? How did the journey start?
Crazy, man. But if you want, my move to Dubai,
yeah,
after the whole collapse of Lebanon, as you know, so many of us moved during that time, right? My move here was right after the revolution in Lebanon and the banking collapse and the economic collapse. So we came here quite devastated, right? And then the first business I got into here, we started, and then COVID came in and I got stuck in here, right? And we were stuck with a bunch of friends in a villa, and so I feel a lot of people had their awakening during this period,
yeah,
either to go deeper into partying and becoming yeah, DJs, or to becoming health gurus and stuff like that. And mine was like, honestly, I was so lucky to be stuck with a bunch of friends who are all fit. And we developed a nice routine where we had that garden and the pool. We wake up every day, stretch for about an hour, work out, do some breath work, meditate. And it stayed with me. You know, after I traveled back to Lebanon, I stopped stretching. And, you know, you kind of go back to your old routines, you know. And then I'm like, okay, why? I'm not feeling good. Why do I feel that stiff? Okay, I need to stretch again. And that thing became my identity, you know? Stretching daily, doing the breathwork daily, puts you back like completely centered and realigned, and you feel more yourself, and you feel you're more consistent with everything around you. And you. So that journey became, honestly, during COVID, and then on and out, on and off, until Breezy came in. I always wanted to do something in the wellness space. Being in Dubai, you're always inspired to be more ambitious with your goals, with your dreams, you know? Like, imagine yourself, you're still in Lebanon.
Sure.
Like, you know, would you have worked that hard on your brand? Would you have worked that hard to launch a podcast? I don't think so. And same with me, you know? Like, I started enjoying and loving all the activities, cycling around the city, cycling in the desert, hiking in the desert, more water sports, wake surfing, all these stuff. And I always wanted to do something in that space. You know, the first company I was with in here, we were doing water sports. So a lot of activities as well. And yeah, I wanted to bring the stuff that truly resonated with me and the ones I loved, like the cold plunge, the breath work. And yeah, hence Breezy, man.
How did the whole thing start? Where was your first plunge for Breezy? Yeah.
Funny enough, we started the first location at Fairmont de Palm, which is still our first location there. And that was in November 2023. We didn't know what we wanted to call the company. We didn't have a brand. We didn't have anything in mind. We just bought two plungers. We put them on the beach. And we're like, I thought people are going to be lined up to to plunge. You know? Yeah. And obviously, that wasn't the case. So we figured, okay, we need to create a brand, start some marketing. And hence, the whole journey of being an entrepreneur in Dubai comes in, right? In place, you have to become better at you know, your content. It has to be, it's inspiring, educational. You have to build a community around the brand. Otherwise, what's the point? Who's going to come and support you? And the rest is history.
How did the name Breezy come up?
To be fair, I was, we started off for like a few days plunging there and walking on the beach, and I'd invite some friends. And initially I had thought of different brands, brand names such as Soulful Breath, Mindful Breath, stuff like that, but didn't really resonate. And then one day I was with a good friend of mine, Vincenzo. He's in Bali right now. He's a branding guru and creative director. And we had like a brainstorming session. So we came to Breezy, we had a plunge, we had the sunset walk. You feel inspired somehow at sunset during that beautiful hour of the day. And then after that, we went to my place. We're still thinking, writing down names. And then we're like, okay, so what does this evolve around, right? It's a plunge, you're doing a cold plunge, and then you're doing a breath work. It's all about breath, right? And if you're breathing, you need to be breathing easy, right? So breeze easy. And then the name clicked as Breezy because it's a breezy water that you're going into. And yeah, the name clicked together. Honestly, it was one of those moments. And yeah.
Did you expect the Breezy to grow the way it grew for the past couple of years? I've seen you grow.
Yeah.
I know that there's always tricks up your sleeve. Yeah. So you're always looking to expand. Did you expect this brand to grow this fast?
Honestly, no, man. Like, if I tell you, the first 3 months, I couldn't find an employee to come and help, man. I was emptying the tubs, cleaning the tubs myself, running two locations alone. Fairmont, because 1 month later, they gave us the opportunity to open at 5 with a bigger location, and they were opening the beach gym and all that. So we said yes instantly to the opportunity, right? No employees. So I'd go open Fairmont first, walk to 5. It's 1.5 kilometers between both locations. I memorized it. And then spend a few hours at 5. When a client comes to Fairmont, I'd go guide the session, walk back to 5. That used to be my day for 3 months.
Wow.
It was a struggle. So to come that far, honestly, you would never expect.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So we all know breathing, breathwork is an embedded part of your philosophy at Breezy.
It is.
Why breathwork?
Honestly, if I could name two things or three things off the top of my head that would give you an instant feeling of gratification, such as, an example, if you go to the gym, you know, let's say someone comes in on their journey, beginners, starts their journey with you, right? I know you're more focused into training athletes or people who want to train like athletes, but beginners, you do take sometimes.
Of course.
They need at least 12 weeks or maybe 4 weeks to start seeing some difference, right?
Yeah.
With breath work, you could do a 20-minute session and then you come out of it, wow, what did I just do? Or a plunge, you go in, and after 5 minutes, you feel those dopamine rush, you know, you feel like, what did just happen, right? So I felt it's such a powerful tool, and I was so curious to dive deep into it since COVID days, you know, like, and everywhere where I travel, I'd go to experience something around that, you know, like any hotel I'd go to, any place, I always look up their wellness menu. What are they offering? Whenever they had something related to aerial yoga, deep stretches, meditations, sound bath, breath works, I'd just go and do it. And every time my experience would be completely different. So this is what just got me deeper into this world, you know? And yeah, I'm self-taught. I never certified myself as a breathwork instructor, by the way. But we've guided probably over 20,000 people in the past 2 years, less than 2 years. And it's been such a journey, man. And I see the smiles on people's faces after they finish just a 10, 15 minutes breathwork. They wake up from the breathwork fully energized, smiling, happy. And they're like, what did I just do, you know? That's why breathwork.
You might not know that, but my first breathwork that I've ever done was at actually at Breezy.
Crazy, man.
The experience was so nice. The feeling that I got after it was so amazing that ever since that first time I went in, you know, I never miss a Sunday unless I'm shooting a podcast.
Yeah, true, but true. It is addictive.
It is. And the feeling, the community you've built, like the whole identity of Breezy is something I look forward to every single Sunday.
On Sundays. Yeah, man. So many people like you as well. We've been blessed.
True. Like, when we're talking about breath work, you know, you have a lot of people who might approach it. Okay, yeah, I'm coming. I'm doing the breath work. And you have people who actually
get to experience it.
Yes.
True.
Can you explain the difference?
That's a good question. Because till now, again, like I told you, we've had so many people come try our experiences, right? And every person gets it different, even though they're doing the same session. They're putting the same headphones. They're following my guidance. Some people really breathe into it. You have to let go. You have to surrender. You have to approach it with an open mind and an open mindset and an open heart, actually, you know? You can't be judgmental into this. You know, what am I doing? What? Just have to let go. And once you do, and you really give it a try, again, a 10, 15 minute session is so powerful, so transformative that it changes your mindset and something happens. You get inspired to do something. I get so many artists, so many DJs have done this. And after the session, when we're doing that last bit of meditation, something happens in their brain. They get inspired and then they come to me, bro, when I heard this, I got inspired to do this or that. Crazy.
There are definitely different types of breath works that people go through. Can you explain for those who are not experts in that specific thing, what are the different types of breath works? Yeah, so I know there's a lot.
So many.
Yeah.
So many. Breath work is such, first of all, it's such a natural thing. Breath in general is such a natural thing, right? You and I breathe 30,000 times a day, unconsciously, right? And these techniques are so ancient, like they go back thousands of years, back to the Chinese era, the Indian era, like very old techniques. But for some reason, as we evolved as humans, stress became such a big factor in our lives that we forgot about being, like we lost track of being aware of our mindfulness in general. You know, so like, let's say such a big influence in breathwork is a guy called Wim Hof. I'm sure you've heard of him and you know him. And he's a legend, you know, he's a legend for inspiring so many people. I'm one of them to dig deeper, to see how much of a powerful mindset you can have by challenging yourself daily, by doing the plunges, doing the hard things in general. And, his breathwork, they call it now the Wim Hof method. His method is a 2,000-year-old method. It's called the Temu method. It goes back thousands of years. But he's such a powerful brand. He's such a strong identity and character that it's called now the Wim Hof method, right? This is one of the methods. It's called, it's a rhythmic breathing. And it's one of the methods that we use at Breezy. We have a few different techniques that we adjust to it to make it even smoother and nicer with the music and the high frequency music, as you know, that we use. But this is one of the methods. There are different methods that we use before a yoga class that are called box breathing. When you're inhaling for 4 seconds, holding for 4 seconds, exhaling for a count of four, and holding for a count of four. That's box breathing. That's a small introduction before most of our yoga sessions. There are the deeper journeys that I lead at Ouara Sky Pool or Burj Al Arab with the floating breathwork sessions. They include a series, like a different mix of different kind of breaths. So you start with nasal breathing, you switch into rhythmic breathing, and then you move into something called holotropic or shamanic breathing, where you're doing a double inhale and one exhale. It sounds like... So those are like three different techniques that we're using at Breezy. And yeah, man, each session requires a different type of breath. And each session, you can use different tools to explore deeper sensations that are stored within your body. You know, let's say if you go for a deep journey of holotropic breath, you release something called a natural drug in your body. It's called DMT. And then when you release those hormones, this is how you reset your parasympathetic nervous system. And this is how you raise your hormones of happiness, the dopamine. And that's the sensation of feeling good and happy. And
indeed, we all get that feeling, honestly, once we're done with
breathwork.
Yeah, with literally any type of breathwork that you guys do. We know that breathwork, breathing, cold plunges is a thing now.
Yes.
Everyone does it. Everywhere. Yes. Like in every corner, you have plunges being put in and people going for
that. That's so good, man. I love that.
It is. Let's say it's a bit similar to having lots of trainers out there.
Yes.
Where sometimes you go for the wrong choices, but if you're educated enough, you will go for the right choices. How can a person know? Yeah. Which type of breath work is good for them? Which instructor is good? Let's say, why should they go to Breezy and not anywhere else?
Yeah. This is one of the most frequently asked questions on Breezy's Instagram. Like, what's the difference between a brand, let's say, called 9D Breathwork, which is a global brand? And first of all, there's anyone that is putting himself into this space. It means they've gone through deep work. And they're at a level that they are so passionate about what they do that they decided to teach it to other people. Some people are probably doing it just for financial reasons. Kudos to them as well. They're still helping people on their journey. You know what I mean? And respect to all of them, right? But what people need to know today, because we get that a lot, you know, and especially on your social media. You go on your social media, as you're scrolling, you see people breathing, people having some sort of activation, and people are scared. Oh my God, is this going to happen to me during a breathwork? What I would recommend to someone who's looking to book their first breathwork session, right? Look at the community that is existent around you, right? Don't go, otherwise you can go on YouTube, look up any breathwork and just do it at home, right?
Yep.
You probably won't know how to breathe fully with the full technique. That's why you go to a guided session. But the difference between the work that we do at Breezy, let's put it very simple, and the work that is, let's say, all these other breathwork schools that are certifying breathwork instructors. Again, I'm not trying to take out of anyone's hard work or the way they're trying to earn their living or the way they're trying to market their work. Kudos to them. They're at the end of the day, they're assisting people on their healing journey, on their bettering journey, trying to become better people. But if someone is getting certified from a school and paying $3,000 for a course, and then what that course gives you They give you access to their library. For instance, 9D Breathwork. There's so many 9D Breathwork facilitators. Me and the team at Breezy, we receive daily probably 8 to 10 CVs of new breathwork facilitators wanting to bring in the 9D method. And don't get me wrong, we tried it in the past. We got Hanan, who's a good friend, and she's a 9D breathwork facilitator. And we tried it at Breezy. It was beautiful, man, because they have beautiful music libraries. But what I noticed is, let's say I'm guiding a 9D session. So I do the introduction verbally. Hey, my name is Julian. I'm going to guide you through this session today. Today, tonight, it's going to be called Financial Abundance or whatever. And then what I do is I stop my microphone and I press play on their website. And I have no control of the session. So the best I could do is just come massage someone on their shoulders, on their hands, if they're having an intense session, right? But like, I'm not even talking to them. So I'm relying.
The connection.
The energy is really coming from a recorded playlist, right?
Yeah.
So if you notice someone is having a deep activation, you want to slow down a little bit, you cannot. You have to wait for the recording to finish, whether it's a 60 minutes, 70 minutes, 90 minute session, you and your luck, right? So this is what I didn't like. It's not really a personalized journey. Okay. And you could go, so today you did a 9D session with Julian. Tomorrow you're going to do a 9D session with Johnny elsewhere in a different venue. And he's probably going to play the same playlist for you. So all 9D facilitators, they have access to those set of 20 or 30 playlists. So what we decided to do, and this is how we stood out, and this is why people keep coming back to our sessions. We found a music producer who's a legend breathwork facilitator as well. She's based in the UK. Rhea, hi to you. She records our musical journeys.
Okay.
As a DJ. She plays every set live, and then she adds all the frequencies, such as, I don't know, the sound of a train passing by, the sound of a cricket, the sound of a frog.
But everything has an intention, why it's being
exactly why it's there, why it's put there during the retention or during the rhythmic breath, or how fast is the rhythm of the beats per minute. Everything is put there intentionally. And on top of that, all the guidance is live. Yeah. So if I'm guiding the session and I'm seeing people not really getting into it, I'll speed up the breath. So let's go a little faster in this round. If I see people having a lot of emotions arising and I need to slow it down a little bit, then we slow it down.
And when we say emotions, by the way, that's something I noticed. Sometimes, you know me, I watch a bit from outside. You have people in the middle of breath works who start crying.
Yes.
You never stop your session. You go, you do it smartly. You make sure that they know that you're there for them in a certain way. Then you control what you're saying and they actually calm down and keep going for that session.
Yeah.
So I guess this is basically what you meant in doing the adjustments on the spot.
That's how you transfer your energy through that microphone into their ears. And you give them that comfort that they're safe and seen. And not that, because when those emotions arise, for some people, let's say I was guiding a session 2 days ago, a person was doing it for the first time. He's like, that feeling of numbness scared me. I told him, don't worry, keep pushing, you know, keep pushing. And then he's like, wow, I felt so euphoric, you know what I mean? But if you're experiencing it for the first time, it might scare you. You're like, oh, why am I feeling all numb? Am I okay? Am I like over oxygenating? No, you're okay. Just you're releasing some stress.
Okay. Is there anything you'd like to add, like something people should know about breathwork?
Yes. One more thing.
Yeah.
The transfer of energy in breathwork is very real. I'm going to tell you a story. Last year, or probably a year and a half ago, there was like a big CEO that was in town, CEO of a big AI firm, and he was going through a bad divorce, and he was a bit under pressure from work, from the divorce, from the family, the kids, and all that. So he wanted to do like some private sessions with me. And we did. We did private breathwork sessions, working on the mindset, working on the goals, and all that. And honestly, after the third session, the guy was so good. He would go socialize with people. He was laughing again, smiling, being out there. And honestly, I took his character. So and that was almost new to me. So basically, I was like easily getting frustrated.
Yeah.
And then I was easily getting upset. And that normally doesn't happen with me. So you have to also do the inner work on yourself again and restabilize and recenter your energy. So basically, the energy exchange of any session is real. You're taking the energy of your facilitator, and sometimes your facilitator is absorbing your energy. So if you're going to your first session, do a small research about the facilitator. Is this character someone that inspires me?
Okay.
If I exchange energy with this guy or this girl or whoever that person is, that shaman, am I going to be a happier person and more inspired walking out of their session? Or, you know,
yeah.
So do a bit of research. Who's really guiding the session? What's their background? What's their experience? And if they inspire you enough, go for it.
Lovely. Yeah. I guess that's a bit similar to everything we do. Like, you used to train with me and you're training with me. So you definitely, there were referrals for sure. You did your research. So you know why you went for that specific trainer.
100%.
I guess that's the same thing.
Also, when you're training with someone, we're doing two sessions a week, let's say, but we're spending 2 to 3 hours a week together just focusing on training. If I don't like you as a character, I cannot work with you, right?
Definitely.
I won't take it, you know. And if you don't like me as a character, you see me as someone who's always late and not serious about their goals and all that, you're going to tell me, Julian, you know what? Maybe you need to find another trainer.
From the breath work, moving on to cold plunges.
My favorite.
Cold plunges has become a powerful tool. Lots of people go for cold plunges for the community. Some go for the benefits of it, even though sometimes they might not be needing that specific thing. Why do you think cold plunges have become such a powerful tool? And it's one of the essential things you guys have at Breezy. People go for the cold. I go every Sunday for the cold plunge specifically.
And honestly, the people who know the essence of Breezy, their favorite thing, okay, the classes are very nice. You know, you work out with the community, you do a breath work. They're all nice. But like the people who truly... And my dearest friends that love Breezy the most, you know what? They come not during a session. They come when it's empty.
Yeah.
They put their stuff at Breezy. They go for a walk on the beach. They come back. They plunge. They dip in the sea. They go back up. They tan. They do a bit of work and then they leave. So the essence is still the cold plunge. And the cold plunge has so many benefits. Where do I start, man? It's crazy. It changed my life, you know? So if you're talking about physique, and physical well-being and all that. Take down all your inflammation, muscle soreness. It helps you shred. You burn the fat, okay? But the biggest part is the mental well-being, you know, the mindset. And it always brings me back to that episode between David Goggins and Andrew Huberman.
Yeah.
When Andrew Huberman was telling him about a study that they've done in the Stanford Medical School, on, I don't remember how many people, but basically on people who have undergone a certain challenge that they hate. Let's say you're afraid of heights, you learn how to do skydiving.
Okay.
I'm afraid of swimming, I go swimming in a frozen lake every day. You're afraid of cold water, you do an ice bath every day. There's a part of the brain, it's called the AMCC, anterior mid-cingulate cortex. That part of the brain, every time you put yourself in such a hard challenge, it grows. Okay. Imagine there's a particle in your brain that every time you put yourself through a hard, difficult challenge that you don't want to do, it's growing. So your brain is expanding. And that part of the brain helps you manage stress, helps you stay calm, helps you grow a growth mindset, a strong mindset, and it helps you navigate life in general. If you know how to navigate stress in life, you're a winner.
Sure.
That's it. So yeah, where do I start with the cold plunge, man? So many benefits.
We've seen a lot, and throughout the years, you always ask, is this your first time doing the cold plunge?
Yeah.
And you have a very nice way of helping people overcome that fear. How do you do that? How do you approach it? Because I've seen it like hands-on. What do you do?
Again, it's about transmitting that confidence, right? And showing everyone that anyone can do it, you know? Everyone comes, they, I never take a cold shower. That's the first, I still don't. My showers are so warm, you know? But I do take the plunge every day for 5 minutes. It's been over 2 years. I don't skip a day, you know?
Yeah.
It's just transmitting that confidence and showing them the technique, you know? Like, this, there's a certain technique. You breathe that way, your plunge is going to become very easy. If you're a runner, a dancer, a high performer, an athlete, you're going to experience pain in some joints, in your feet, in your ankles, in your calves. 30, 40 seconds, maximum a minute. But you got to know that that pain is going to go away. And actually, if you learn what that pain means, you start appreciating it. That pain means that the cold water is doing therapy on your inflammations and muscle soreness. And all that pain is going to go away and you're going to feel 10 times better when you go out.
True.
It's that simple. When you explain the science behind it, people are going to be more confident. Okay, this is why I'm doing it. So that's my sense of purpose. I'm doing it because I'm going to feel better. Everyone can do it, so I can do it too. And even if I'm going to feel the pain, it's going to go away after 1 minute. And all I have to do is focus on my breath. That's it, you're done.
Agreed. Yeah. And you know what I found that usually helps? You've built a crazy community.
Yeah,
you know, I'm an introvert. I'm not a guy who opens up a lot. Yeah. I'm not a guy who opens up conversation.
We changed you.
Yeah, like ever since I started going to Breezy, I'm starting to be a bit more social. I'm getting into more conversation. And this actually transfers also into the cold plunges. You see people backing each other's,
supporting each other.
You see, you start guiding a person, then you see like three people, yes, you
coming
can
and
do
assist.
It.
Yeah.
How important it is to build the community. And how hard was it? Because building a community is not easy.
Yeah, man.
And especially in Dubai, you have communities everywhere.
You have communities for pets, man. You have communities for hamsters, maybe in Dubai. Yeah, it's crazy. Honestly, it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
And the essence of building a community is consistency, right? It's showing up. I go back to the early days when the company was like, when Breezy was still 2 months old, 3 months old. And I remember days where we have probably 10 bookings for a yoga class. Yeah. I'd wake up, and back then I was living in the IFC, so I had quite a commute to come to work. I'd wake up and it's pouring rain. I'd still take the drive. Maybe someone is going to come, you know? It's pouring rain. It's cold. No one is going to come to the beach, neither for yoga nor... It's the easiest excuse for you to go back to sleep, right?
Yeah.
I'd still drive there, sit and wait for someone to come. And few people crazy like me would show up because they wouldn't know. Like, we booked, we paid, we didn't know if the class is going to, you know? They'd show up. So what I do, I'd run them a free breath work, guide them through a plunge, and invite them to come back the next week. You know what I mean? So you have to consistently show up, consistently check on people, care about people. You know what I mean? It's very difficult to build a community. But we've been very blessed by people who loved and cared so much about what we do. They kept showing up. They kept, like you said, when you see someone doing the plunge for the first time, if you've done it last time, even if you've done it once or twice, you come in, you support, hey, don't worry, you're going to be fine, you know, breathe, yeah, focus on what he's guiding.
Everyone become the experts.
I love it, you know, because that's how you could become better, you know. So you do the plunge once, you, if you teach your friend how to do it, you become better next time you plunge, you know, because you've guided someone through it. We love that, man.
What would you say makes Breezy community different from other communities?
Wow, that's a good question. Honestly, the community is so diverse.
It is.
Right?
It is.
You know that. Like, I go see some communities where probably it's a run club or a cycling club or, I don't know, beach volleyball or beach tennis club. And you see that the majority is of one nationality. You know what I mean? Like, let's say British or Egyptian or... At Breezy, we were so lucky from day one that it's so diverse. And I think because there's so much curiosity about cold plunging and the mix of movement and breath that we do. And that location is stunning on the beach, on the Palm, you know, especially in the morning. Like, it feels like you're in a little piece of heaven and paradise, you know. So, yeah, I think that attracted a lot of people to come in from all different nationalities. And, you know, if you don't belong, you're not going to be there for long, right?
Sure.
So the people that felt a sense of belonging kept coming back. And it's we've had people consistently coming back for 2 years now. And that's, for us, that's everything, man. You know?
You know, every time my morning routine ends at Breezy, I start thinking of the next Sunday. Like, I don't want to wait.
Forward.
Yeah, I don't want to wait the full week to go to that. Yeah. And honestly, this coming from me, you know me on a personal level. This coming from me, it means I'm truly, I feel comfortable going to that place. Man. I feel the sense that I belong there.
I remember the few nights where you had the chance to finish work early on Friday.
Yes.
You hit me up.
Yes.
You're like, is the workout
is
happening?
There a class?
I'm coming for the workout because you work so late. Like, kudos to you, man. You start working at first client at 5 a.m., sometimes last client at 8 p.m.
Yeah.
God bless you. So yeah, the days like when a client cancels, you come for a workout, you know? And this is when you feel and you know that, okay, I belong here, you know? Like, it's cool. It's a good workout. I challenge myself. I do something cool with some cool people. That's the community. That's all you need.
I agree. And especially in a city like Dubai, you know, throughout the week, everything is quite fast. You move, like time passes by in a crazy way here. How important it is to slow down.
Crazy.
Take a breather,
you know,
reset to start off the week properly.
Someone asked me once, what is breezy to you? You know, and I gave it a big thought. I'm like, okay, what is breezy? Like, if I want to describe breezy. And that's what I said. Living in a fast-paced city like Dubai, breezy is that wake-up call for you to take a minute and give it to yourself and come down to slow down by slowing down, by taking a breath, by doing something meaningful and good for yourself, such as at a stretch. Like, you're an athlete. How often do you take a deep stretch, honestly?
Yeah.
So you come to Breezy on a Sunday morning, take a deep stretch, you do a breath work. How often do you do a breath work? You know what I mean? And then you do a cold plunge. You sit, you get to meet some cool new people. And you feel like instantly that you did something good for yourself.
Sure.
A lot of people, they stay after those yoga classes, they go to one of the nearby restaurants and they sit for breakfast. And, you know, like that's what community is all about, you know?
You know, I'm going to share with you something that's something you don't know.
Tell me.
Ever since I started going to Breezy, my entire week was starting, like I used to start my week in a much better way. And with time, because I liked the feeling and I was more efficient, my thought process started changing. So I started telling myself, you need to be smarter, you need to take care of yourself, and you need to be wiser in the decisions you take. And ever since, there's a lot of things I changed in my working hours and how I needed to become more efficient. And quite now, like right now, I'm quite in a very happy place. Even though I will always work hard, you know me.
Yeah.
But I'm much more efficient, I'm
happier.
You
started putting yourself first.
Yes. And this all started genuinely because you and Breezy. And this is something you didn't know, and I'm sharing it with you right now.
Thank you, bro. Honestly, it's an honor. Again, like when you're waking yourself up, you know, because you're on a robot mode. You know, you wake up at 4 a.m. every day. Your alarm is at 4 a.m. You're different than 99% of the population, but like you can't be a stereotype. But like you wake up, you're having your coffee, you're on the go, you're going client after client after client. You don't really have the time. And you're always, because you care so much about what you do and you love your job and you love your clients and you care about their health and their injuries and how to fix their bodies and all that. You forget about yourself. You don't put yourself first, you know? And a lot of us are like that. So when you give yourself that hour or 2 hours in the morning where you're truly just... Because if you're stretching and your mind is elsewhere, you can't enjoy the stretch. Really? You need to focus on your breath. If you're doing a breath work and you're not focusing on yourself, and if your mind is like all over the place, you cannot enjoy the breath work. You're going to stop. You know, it's going to become noisy for you. And in the plunge, if you're not focusing on yourself, if you're not slowing your breath down, slowing your heart rate down, you cannot be in the ice bath.
Okay.
So this 90 minutes, you disconnect from your phone, you disconnect from your busy life, and you go inwards in your own journey. And that's why Breezy is so powerful.
It is.
Yeah.
You've been in some of the most iconic venues and hosted some amazing events. we're going to talk about a bit deeper later. What's one of the most memorable things that you've done with Breezy?
Wow.
Something that stuck with you and...
We've done a lot of cool stuff, man. Yeah. And honestly, thinking about it right now, we've been so blessed, you know? Like, Aura Skypool, instantly when we connected with the team, they were so welcoming, so supportive. They treated us like family, honestly. And instantly, our team with their team became one, you know? They're so professional. And every session we've guided there has been truly magical. And I say that was like a pivoting moment, helping Breezy go to the next level. Because when we started our floating breathwork series at Aura Skypool, we had 19,000 followers on Instagram. Today we're at 33,000 probably. And that's only in 6 months, right? Because the content we shot there is very nice, you know?
True.
And then after that, we did Burj Al Arab. And Burj Al Arab is so powerful. We have a session upcoming tomorrow. Very powerful, very unique. The pool there is amazing. The Burj is iconic. You open your eyes when you're done with the session and you're like, wow. Because for me, those places are places that hold a lot of gravitational energy. I'm going to tell you how. Aura Skypool, you've been there.
Yeah.
You go up, you instantly look. And I told them, I know why you called it Aura. Because the aura of the place is just insane. You look, you get goosebumps. Wow, that view. Because it's the highest tower in the Palm. You're suspended at 200 meters in the sky, 210 meters. And you see all the low rise, the villas under you and the hotels like Atlantis, Burj Al Arab, and the whole city. It's just magical. And Burj Al Arab is the same. Burj Al Arab, if you come and think about it, Burj Al Arab was one of the first pivoting projects that put Dubai on the map. The first 7-stars hotel in the world, built on an island, designed in 1998, it still looks like a piece of art.
Sure.
We're in 2025. You go to Burj Al Arab, you're like, wow. You can't believe that this thing is 27 years old. It's insane. 37, 27 years old. Crazy. So, and now we kept a small surprise for the episode because we're launching a beautiful experience at a beautiful... So we've been having for the past 2 years a lot of inquiries from Abu Dhabi, right? Okay. Why don't you do something in Abu Dhabi? When are you going to come do something in Abu Dhabi? Please start Breezy in Abu Dhabi. Honestly, and we didn't have enough manpower. As you know, the community is all about the experience and having the right team and the right mindset always. So we were a bit reluctant in going into Abu Dhabi just because we couldn't expand that quick. But this year... and to be fair with you, we've had magnificent venues reach out to us, such as Emirates Palace Mandarin Oriental, St. Regis, Jumeirah, and Saadiyat. Beautiful properties, and we'd be honored to collaborate with them. But this year, we've had the chance to work with the Louvre in Abu Dhabi. We did a team-building activation for them. We shot some beautiful content that's going to be released after this episode. And on November 7th, they're going to be doing something called A Night at the Museum, where they're going to open the museum for 24 hours for people to go spend the night there. And Breezy is going to be one of the main experiences we're going to be doing in the sea, under the dome of the Louvre. We're going to be doing the floating breathwork.
Wow.
It's
going to be something,
very powerful, man.
Well, you told me in the beginning that you're proud of what I've achieved. I've watched you grow in a crazy way. And every time we used to meet up, you always tell me, I'm close to signing this. I'm close to doing that. Yeah. And seeing it like becoming real.
Coming together. Yeah.
Yeah. And you can easily see it grow because whenever you mention the name Breezy, 99.9% of the people actually know the brand, which says a lot about what that brand has been.
We're lucky,
how
man.
Long has it?
We're lucky because we have supportive people like you who love it so much.
Yeah.
And they come and like genuinely post about it and genuinely leave a Google review and genuinely want to see us grow and becoming better and becoming, I don't know, like they truly believe in our growth and they want to support it. We're blessed with that. And that's why the domino effect, right? If we didn't have all those supportive friends and members of the community, we wouldn't be here today.
No, definitely.
No.
Throughout the years, you're, as an entrepreneur, let's say, you definitely grew. There were a lot of challenges. You told me you started in two locations. You were actually walking from one location to another.
Crazy.
What has this whole experience taught you about yourself as a human being and as a leader? Wow. Because now you have a team under you. So to me, a leader should always be set the example for the rest. What has this journey taught you?
That's a good question, man. Honestly, it's been a crazy ride, right? And what people don't know about starting a business in Dubai or starting a business anywhere in the world, right? You come up, let's say you're one of the best trainers in the region in SNC, right? With full respect to everyone else. But you want to step up and you want to build your own gym, right? You want to build your own studio or whatever it is. You want to build your own community, but expand into a location on your own. And the challenges you face between, you have to ace everything, right? Right. You cannot half-ass it. Otherwise, you're going to fail. So you need to work on all your administrational stuff, governmental stuff. That needs to be on point.
Especially,
no jokes.
Especially here.
No jokes. Then you have to work on the organizational stuff within the firm, within the company. Otherwise, if there's no structure, you can't go far. And then there's building the experiences and then making sure that these experiences are powerful experiences and leave people in awe or inspired to come for more, right?
Yeah.
And post about it and recommend it for people to come. And then there's marketing the whole thing and putting it online in a nice, beautiful way, creating the content and creating all the platform where people are going to book. And it's so you say you want to start a business out of passion and a project because you feel it's something that resonates with you. But what you don't know is how much work it's going to take. You have to level up your experience, especially if you're starting with a humble budget, right? Otherwise, if you're coming, raising funds from day one, building a whole structure, bringing experts in marketing and PR and communication and the website development, okay, you're set. But like if you're starting with a humble budget to start a business, you have to learn how to do everything yourself. You have to clean the water, clean the tub, empty it, fill it up. And that's the journey, man. And I wouldn't change a thing about it. I love it. I love every bit of it.
And I do believe once you go through this entire spectrum of things you need to do, basically you can teach that to other people. You can choose the right people to do it. And eventually this is how you can grow, because doing everything alone will definitely not help you grow.
True. You know, that comes also in life.
Yeah.
When you know, everyone tells you need to find your sense of purpose, right? But what I discovered recently in the past 2 years and what I learned is when you discover your sense of purpose, right? You're not going to figure out, okay, you know your purpose. You want to be the best SNC coach, right? You want to help people prevent injuries and you want to help athletes become better versions of themselves. So, but you don't know how you're going to do it. Yeah. You don't have everything unlocked. But what you know very well is you know what you're going to say no to, right?
True.
So if someone is going to invite you to a party on a Friday night, you're going to say, my guy, I love you, but I have to wake up at 4 a.m. because I got my first client at 5, you know? If someone is going to sound like, you know, not a good trainer, he's going to come to collaborate with you. Oh, I'm sorry. You know, your sense of purpose is going to tell you who to say no to. And saying no is the most important thing right now, like to stay on your goals, on your journey, keep growing. Saying no is the biggest thing you can learn on doing, honestly.
You know, you mentioned the story about the CEO and there was this exchange of energy.
That was such a funny story, man.
You know, there are a lot of people who feel demotivated, who lack that discipline.
Yeah.
And whenever they face any challenge in life, they stop most of the time and they don't have that will to continue. For you to build a brand from scratch and grow it definitely has taught you more. What would your advice be to those people?
You've got good questions tonight.
You don't know this version of me.
Love the questions today. Great job, man. Honestly, if I tell you our stories, man, we've received notices to evacuate that piece of land. And you know the stories like three times. Once from Nakhil, the developer, twice from the hotel that we work with, you know. And you just, if you're going to accept every challenge, like if you're going to accept that every challenge comes your way, it's going to defeat you and break you, you're not going far in life. You know, you have to always find ways to fight for your rights, especially if you're righteous, right? You always have to show up for yourself, for your community. Stay consistent, even when it feels very challenging, even if you're losing money, even if you got to believe in what you do. And you got to show up day after day. You got to stay consistent. You got to say no to the stuff that don't serve your highest good and your future self, right? If you're aiming to be a successful studio owner or gym owner, you're going to say no to all the stuff that are going to block you from reaching that goal. Once you do that and you stay consistent on your road, believing in yourself is a daily work. Being disciplined is a daily work. Once you're that, you're on a great path to succeed, man.
I couldn't agree more. And I do believe discipline and commitment to what you want to do and what you want to achieve is key to achieving what you want to do in 100%. Life in general. Where can people find Breezy? For those who don't know Breezy, where can people find Breezy? How can they book their sessions? Basically, help people reach you. We need more people doing the cold plunges, the breath works.
Easiest thing, just go on our Instagram. You have a lot of links in the bio, and those are basically our website or the website of the venues that we work with, hosting our experiences there. So you'll find everything on our website. Very easy. Or simply just leave us a message and the team will get back to you and be more than happy to have you over at the Breezy Tribe.
My guy, it has been a pleasure.
Legend. Thank you so much.
This exceeded my expectations. It feels like a regular Sunday conversation.
Very natural, right? I loved it too, man.
So appreciate you for coming.
Appreciate you for having me.
This is definitely not the last episode. After the Louvre and you expanding the brand, we're going to definitely sit another time.
For sure. I'll be honored to be back, man.
Thank you.
Thank you.